Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting of 2010. I know, what year am I in? I know we said that before, but we now have the audit, and this will actually be our final meeting. I promise you that, everyone. So thanks so much for indulging us, and thanks to all the members who've taken time out of their day to come back. These are wonderful members, and again, I thank you so much. And thank Brian Shiretsuki from KPFA for streaming our meeting. Campbell, could you please call the roll?
Okay, I still haven't located my...
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Wesley Bethune? Will Crozier?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Here.
Jane Gatewood?
Here.
Chandra Hauptman?
Here.
Melinda Eiley Dong? Melinda?
Sorry, I got a new phone, had it on mute. I'm here.
No problem. Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Dutch Merrick?
Dutch here.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Mia Turner? Joe Wanzala. Okay, Mr. Secretary, you have Ania Betty-Alco. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You have quorum. Thank you.
Okay. You had 12 for the quorum?
Yes. Quorum is 7, and we have
12.
The only agenda, and I would like to also identify our auditor, Mr. Ross Wisdom. Ross, say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ross.
Hi, Ross.
Arlene, our executive director. LaVarne Williams. Okay. None of them is here yet. Okay. The only agenda item that we're going to be discussing tonight, well, the two items, the management comment letter and the actual audit. I sent that out to folks. I know some folks, I'm sure, already have questions. Campbell had some when I sent to Ross, but I would like to give Lisa Davis the opportunity. Oh, first, I'd like to give the motion to approve the agenda, which is just roll call.
So moved.
And is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, we'll go right to the management comment letter. And I'd like to go to Mr. Wisdom. Is there anything, any closing wisdom you want to share before we get started?
Well, I'll get started with the management comment letter. I'll be glad to answer any questions. I actually appreciate the opportunity to answer questions concerning management comments or the audit. I think it's very important, the function that the audit committee performs. I see the audit committee as kind of a transmission between the work that we do and the whole organization, because often there are not individuals within an organization that are either interested or really familiar with the terminology or really up to speed with sort of arcane, if you will, auditing pronouncements and procedures and things like this. So it's nice to have an audit community to work with, and I hope that there can be a stronger relationship throughout the organization through the audit committee to help address what have been really chronic deficiencies. You know, I began in 2002 with Pacifica, and many of the same comments that we had been making, and then more extensive comments were made by the previous auditor, Tony Paul. And then with this report, which I'm about to go right into, was probably the most extensive comments that have ever been made. It is getting to a very critical juncture. So let me go on into the management comments, field questions, and then we can also, after that, talk about the audit report.
Excuse me, Ross, are you starting with the management letter and then going to the audit report?
Yes.
Okay. Leslie Redford? Leslie? Is Leslie there? Leslie got dropped.
Muted. I'm sorry, I was muted. What do you need? What's
okay.
up, Nia?
Could you kindly read the most recent management comment letter for the audience, for the stream? Just read the most current one in its entirety.
Okay. All right. The Board of Directors, Pacifica Foundation. In planning and performing our audit of the financial statements of the Pacifica Foundation, the foundation parenthetically, as of and for the year ended September 30th, 2010, in accordance with auditing standards generally accepted in the United States of America, we consider the foundation's internal control over financial reporting, parenthetically, internal control, as a basis for designing our auditing procedures for the purposes of expressing our opinion on the financial statements, but not for the purpose of expressing our opinion on the effectiveness of the organization's internal control. Our consideration of internal control was for the limited purpose described in the preceding paragraph and would not necessarily identify all deficiencies in internal control that might be significant deficiencies or material weaknesses. However, as discussed below, we identified certain deficiencies in internal control that we consider to be material weaknesses. A deficiency exists when the design of the control does not allow management or employees in the normal course of performing their assigned functions to prevent or detect misstatements on a timely basis. A significant deficiency is a control deficiency or a combination of control deficiencies that adversely affects the entity's ability to initiate, authorize, record, process, or report financial data reliably in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, such that there is more than a remote likelihood that a misstatement of the entity's financial statements that is more than inconsequential will not be prevented or detected by the entity's internal control. A material weakness is a significant deficiency or a combination of significant deficiencies that results in more than a remote likelihood that a material misstatement of the financial statements will not be prevented or detected by the entity's internal control. We believe the following deficiencies constitute a material weakness in internal control. Internal control systems are developed to support ongoing activities, facilitate growth, and monitor the achievement of the foundation's objectives. Internal control involves identifying and managing risks to financial reporting. There is a systemic lack of internal control that is pervasive throughout four of the seven divisions: KPFA, WBAI, WPFW, and National Office, that could impact the Foundation's ability to aggregate timely and accurate financial information and prevent the Foundation's management and Board of Directors from making informed business decisions. Specifically, pledge cards are not controlled and or retained, thereby making it impossible to reconcile pledges made to detail. I'm sorry. Am I hearing my own echo or is somebody speaking?
Yes.
You're hearing your echo.
Oh, okay.
This is Arlene.
Oh, hi, Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Right. So, somebody else read WBAI? Thank you so much.
That's fine. Before.
Okay. Lisa, are you here?
Sure. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you read?
Yes,
are
I will.
Reading your computer? Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. WBAI New York. Point one, pledge cards are not controlled and or retained, thereby making it impossible to reconcile pledges made to detail entered into the MEMSIS system, parenthetical clause, corrective action recently taken. Bullet point number two, payments on fulfilled pledges are not reconciled between the general ledger and MEMSIS. Parenthetical comment, repeat comment. Bullet point number three, no collection efforts are performed on unpaid pledges. Again, in parentheses, corrective action recently taken. Bullet point number four, pledges paid by credit card are not routinely reconciled to cash receipts. In parentheses, repeat comment. Bullet point number five, personnel issues are missing key documents such as approved pay rates, in parentheses, corrective action recently taken. Bullet point number six, no formal pay time off policy appears to exist, in parentheses, note, vacancy in human resources staff position. Bullet point seven, a detailed listing of property and equipment does not exist, and there appears to be no physical control over such portable items as computers and recording equipment. In parentheses, repeat comment. Bullet point, I think that's nine. Business office personnel do not have an adequate working knowledge of the Nemesis and Great Plains software. Parenthetical expression, repeat comment. Bullet point, inadequate controls over cash receipts. Business manager has control over pledge cards, Nemesis records, and the general ledger. In parentheses, corrective action recently taken. Another bullet point, bank signature cards not updated timely. And the final bullet point, inadequate tracking of unfulfilled pledges, extensive backlog extending over 3 years of unfulfilled paid pledges.
Thank you, Lisa. Chandra?
Yes, Chandra? I'm here. You want me to read KPFA?
Please.
Okay, number one, check requests improperly signed or lacking signature of business manager or general manager. Number two, inadequate controls over cash receipts and deposits. Business manager controls post office box receipts, general ledger, and makes deposit at a Wells Fargo bank near her home. Bank lockbox not used. Three, checks payable to KPFA mailed to save KPFA post office box. If anybody needs clarification, I can do that later. Four, fulfillment inventory is not periodically counted, neither is it reconciled to the general ledger. Repeat comment. General ledger journal entries have no indication of who prepared them. Repeat comment. Cash receipts are not deposited on a timely basis. Repeat comment. Personnel records for part-time and temporary employees incomplete. Repeat comment. A detailed listing of property, it says add equipment.
And, sorry.
Does not exist, and there appears to be no physical controls over such portable items as computer and recording equipment. Repeat comment. Bank signature cards not updated timely.
Okay. Thank you. Now I have two folks from WPFW. So let's see. Campbell, you read the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, please. And Jane, you do the next three. Is that okay between you two?
Go ahead, Campbell. You can go and do them all unless you want.
Go ahead, Campbell.
Okay, WPFW, Washington, D.C. First bullet, inadequate controls over pledge cards, tally sheets unsigned by two staff members, pledge cards never shredded. Second bullet, extensive backlog of unfulfilled paid pledge premiums. Third, fulfillment inventory is not periodically counted, neither is it reconciled to the general ledger. Parenthesis, repeat comment. Fourth, Nemesis records are not reconciled to the general ledger. Repeat comment, parenthesis. General ledger journal entries have no indication of who prepared them. Parenthesis, repeat comment. Did you want to take over, Jane? Or did you want me?
She said to go ahead.
Okay. A detailed listing of property and equipment does not exist, and there appears to be no physical controls over such portable items as computers and recording equipment. Personnel records for part-time and temporary employees are incomplete. I think that should be a separate bullet. Business office personnel are not adequately trained and updated in the use of Nemesis and the general ledger software. Parenthesis, repeat comment. Restricted donations are not properly recorded and monitored. Parenthesis, repeat comment. Footnote. Reconciliations and adjusting entries are routinely made by national accounting staff in order to correct mispostings, errors, or omissions by divisional business managers in order to prevent material misstatements in the annual financial statements. Question? Ross?
Campbell?
It's just a question. I was wondering, does this apply to all of the stations or just to the two that have been read thus far?
It applies to the three...
the three read so far?
Yes, the three read so far.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Melinda, can you do the national office, please? Melinda? Melinda's not around.
Yes, what page are we on?
We're at the national
office. National office.
Five. Page 5 of 6.
Okay. Well, I may be looking at the wrong thing, and maybe that explains why I've been looking like crazy. I'm looking at the Pacifica Foundation with a letter on it.
Let's see. What?
Following instructions with letter 22111.
Yeah.
No.
You have
I'm not sure which. I don't know which one you're. I was looking at the document that I got yesterday. I've been looking like crazy to catch up.
You know what the title of the header of the document is?
7:45 today.
Oh, 7:45 today?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
This is the replacement of the letter that was sent out 2 days ago.
Right.
Linda?
Yes?
It came directly from me, so if you have a folder, it might be...
I got several Nia Bediakos right here. Is it today at 6:45? Okay. The only thing is... The one at 6:42,
okay.
I don't have any attachments on.
Okay. Nia, why don't we have somebody else read the national office?
One second, Chandra. I like
no reflection on Melinda.
And none taken.
I like to give everybody an opportunity. So
I'm afraid I'm going to need to get somebody to send me a copy.
Okay, Bill, could you read it, please?
Sure. Okay, national office. As of the date of this report, the FYE 9/30/11 budget had not been approved for all divisions. Monthly financial reports, including this is bullet item 2, monthly financial reports, including budget versus actual variance reports and projected cash flow reports, not provided timely, if at all, to PNB or board committees. Next point, national office did not appear to have all the contracts and legal documents for all stations. Next point, New York State Charities Annual Report with audited financial statements not filed for FYE 9/30/09. Bullet point, requests for the various stations from national office personnel are either given an extremely low priority or completely ignored with impunity. Business office personnel appear to focus on responding to local station boards while ignoring the demands of the Pacifica National Board of Directors and officers. Parenthesis, repeat comment. Next point, inadequate staffing levels have resulted in too much reliance on one individual, parenthesis, repeat comment. Last point, accounting personnel are not adequately trained in both MIMSIS and Great Plains General Ledger software packages, parenthesis, repeat comment.
Okay, thank you. Dutch, could you please hold the anchor leg?
I'm sorry, was that for Dutch?
Yes.
Hold on here. All right, here we go. This starting with for effective internal control, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For effective internal control, the foundation needs sufficient accounting and financial reporting expertise to ensure development of reliable financial statements. We recommend the foundation take the following actions. Bullet point, foster a sense of control consciousness, quote unquote, throughout the entire organization and hold employees accountable for individual performance. Next bullet point, develop and implement accounting and financial reporting policies and procedures by standardizing internal control procedures for all stations using the COSO framework. Also see Internal Controls by Graham, parenthetically. Next bullet point, train all accounting office personnel in the use of the MIMSIS and Great Plains accounting software. Next bullet point, periodically, at least annually, review the performance of local station business managers and take appropriate action as needed. Next bullet point, enhance the strength of the National Office Accounting Department. Next bullet point, assess and report on the National Office staffing levels. Next bullet point, hire an internal auditor assistant controller at National to assist in the implementation of the above recommendations and to monitor internal controls. Parenthetically, reports directly to Chief Financial Officer and Audit Committee. End parentheses. Next bullet point, form a task force, parenthetically, example, executive director, chief financial officer, and selected members of the finance, audit, and executive committees, to develop and approve a 3-year financial plan to restore solvency, adequate working capital, and sound financial controls. Now, there's an asterisk at the bottom that refers to several of these. Note, these recommendations were also made by prior auditors on March 19, 2010, but none have been implemented as of the date of this report. This communication is intended solely for the information use of management. The audit committee and others within the foundation is not intended to be and should not be used by anyone other than the parties. Ross Wisdom, CPA.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Are you going to take a stack now for questions?
All right.
Yes,
and just a point of Madam Chair, I just think for the point of this stream, I would like to ask that we also read the date of this letter, and that's February 21st, 2011. That's for people listening on the stream.
That's a good point.
Yeah, okay. Ross, is that okay? February, I think he has it here. Yeah, he has it on the last page.
He wrote the date on the last page on the bottom of it, but I just want to... I just think it needs to be read. I think the person who read the last neglected to read the dates. I just was saying the date should be read because there's several letters. Okay.
Not a problem. No, the 21st. Okay. I'd like to take a stack. I had asked Lisa. Do you need to go now? Do you have a question?
You know something, Madam? If somebody else could go, because I am trying to I'm just trying to get my notes together. A moment that I had.
No,
if somebody else is ready, I can wait.
Not a problem. Chandra, I think I heard you. You want to go, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Under the
One second. I'm taking a stack. Excuse me. Is anybody else? I heard Judge
Daniel. Nia, this is a stack for the letter, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair?
Yes?
I'm sorry. If I sound like I'm interrupting you, it's like this sound is very choppy to me. But I was going to say, is it okay if I go after Chandra and I'll just put my question out there? Is that okay?
Do you need to go first, Lisa? Or do you have
I can go. I can wait. I can wait for you to go.
Is that okay, Dutch, for Lisa to go ahead of you?
No, she can go first, Madam Chair, but
I don't
go
care.
After
if
her.
Somebody wants to go ahead, that's fine.
Hold on 1 second, folks. I'm asking Dutch. Is it okay for Lisa to go ahead of you after Chandra?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Okay.
Nia, do you have Campbell on the stack?
Not yet. I have Chandra, Lisa, Dutch, Bill. Now I have Campbell. Is anybody else? Okay. So we'll take those five. Okay, Chandra. Go ahead.
Okay, the first question under the National Office. National Office did not appear to have all contracts and legal documents. Ross, could you explain what contracts are you talking about, consultant contracts and legal documents? Are you talking about lawsuits or union contracts? Or what is referred to here under contracts and legal documents?
We did obtain it, but initially we could not get a copy of the tower lease for WBAI, which was a significant...
The transmitter tower?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that the only one that you're still lacking?
We're not lacking that now. We were lacking that at the beginning of the audit, so we commented on it since it wasn't readily available.
So this is a general question. I assume that if that corrective action has been taken, maybe other corrective actions have been taken, and shouldn't those be noted in this letter, or should there be an addendum with updated information?
Well, let me explain something. It's a good question. In terms of, that's why there's a footnote after the three stations and before National on page 4. There's a footnote referring to corrections being made by National Office, even though there are deficiencies at the three stations. the national office does an extensive amount of work to correct those, to correct any resulting misclassifications or lack of reconciliations, normal accounting work that's not, let's say, done perfectly or properly at the divisional level, gets corrected at the national level. Otherwise, you know, the outside auditors would have to do more work, or we wouldn't be able to really complete the audit. So even though there are extensive comments here, it does not mean that the ultimate results of the financials have been, you know, we don't have defective financial statements because of these comments. They've been corrected. In terms of corrective action at national, yeah, I think on that third bullet point, I could have said a corrective action recently taken to that bullet point. That would have been the only one that I would do that with.
So
but I agree with you on that.
So in terms of the third bullet point, that's the only corrective action that has been taken in the national office of the list
yes,
that you have here?
Right. We still don't have
and,
the first budget. Right.
With the other three stations for the problems that you identify, have there been any corrective – oh, you have one, for example, with BAI, corrective action recently taken. Are there others – okay, there are a couple that say corrective action recently taken. So am I to assume that as of the date of this audit letter that where corrective action has not been taken, it's so noted? Or it doesn't have any note.
Yes, you can assume that if it doesn't have that note, except for the one bullet point that you have pointed out to me at National, for all of the others, I'm not aware of corrective action.
So this is another question that you probably don't have an answer for, but it's something that we all ponder at this current time in Pacifica's situation. Due to lack of staff at all of the stations and the national office, you know, with these positions that you recommend be filled that are not filled, is there anything that you think, any way that we can deal with this? Could we have volunteers come in and do this? I know I've been trying the KPFA to get volunteers, but these are really specialized skills required for these jobs, and they're confidential positions.
Well, I don't know that you can. The one position that I recommended was the internal auditor slash assistant controller, which is a dual function. I think it can be done in one position. I don't think that's something that could be done by a volunteer. However, there are other positions that could possibly be done with student interns. We've been very successful here in New York and with some of our clients going through business schools and obtaining interns who sometimes go on to become very good staff members after school. After they graduate. So that's something that has been discussed and could be looked into.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chandra. Let's go to second, Lisa.
Mia.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, I thought I heard somebody say something.
Yeah, it's Arlene. Could I make a comment after Lisa goes? I know she's on a time crunch.
Okay.
I would just say if she wanted to comment, I have time for that if she wants to comment, and then I can go after her since she's the executive
director.
Okay.
Go ahead, Arlene.
Okay, I'll be real brief because we're aware that, you know, at least most of these deficiencies, and I just do want to point out that one of the things that's been a real problem this year is that we've been operating with interim managers at four stations. And in the two stations where we have permanent managers in place, we've begun to deal with both of those managers on working on some of these deficiencies and on really supervising and monitoring the performance of the people or the person in the business office so that we can determine whether we have the right people in place. That's part of the issue that's necessary to correct some of this. And the other thing that I wanted to say was that that's about it for right now. Some of the training, some of the national office did get some training in Great Plains this year, but there's still a lot of training in Great Plains and Memphis needed at all levels. But there's also real need to determine in a couple of places whether the people we have in place are adequate to the job. And that's a real issue for the national office, particularly with the short staff that we have. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. I just want to, first of all, start out with one comment, and I don't mean to oversimplify anything because I realize that there are a lot of complex issues that the foundation is currently facing, and they really need to be addressed. I've been on the audit committee about a good 5 years, I want to say, and I just have to comment that whereas before there was, you know, always things that would be pointed out in terms of what the foundation should and should be, should or should not do, or what needs improvement. There's a little bit more optimism, I will say, for lack of a better word, because we would always say, well, this is how this has now changed, and they're trying to implement this, and there would be some things. I'm just commenting on the tone of these reports, how they become increasingly more dismal to me, for lack of a better word, and especially when you continue to hear things, well, certain things have been pointed out, and yet you're not hearing very much about corrective action. I mean, I know a couple of things have been mentioned, but I just know that the tone of the reports are you know, getting a little bit more and more serious and, you know, kind of troubling to me in terms of what's currently going on. And I just want to ask one question that I have for right now, and this pertains to page 13 of the audit reports, when you talk about the restricted building fund. And I see, if I'm reading this correctly, let me go back to the audit report. I'm going between several documents here.
Point of order, Lisa. Point of order.
Yeah.
Are we going to cover the audit report separate from the letter? Because if so, we should probably discuss that at that time.
But I'm not going to be on the call at that
time. Oh, I see. Okay.
The question.
Okay,
right.
Got it.
You know something? I'm just going to read from the notes that I have because suddenly I lost my place on the audit report. So bear with me again, please, everyone. Okay, let me write down. Let me just read from the question that I wrote. What I wrote was from page 13 on the 2010 audit shows the depletion of BAI's restricted building fund donations. If I'm remembering this correctly, I think it showed that $65,000 had been used of that building fund. And I just wanted to know if you have any more information on that, like what it was used for, who authorized it.
It's no longer in restricted funds. We would have to look into what, you know.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's no longer included in restricted accounts. We'd have to look to see where it went.
Okay. Could, Arlene?
Yeah.
Where's LaVon?
She was hoping to tune in. I know she had an emergency with her mother this afternoon, but she had called me and said she planned to tune in, so hopefully she'll get here.
Okay. Lisa, I'll make note of that question for you, and when we get to that, we could talk about that more. How is that?
Okay, may I just throw out just one other question that's not clear to me, and I'll have to listen to the audit report on the screen because I'm going to have to be getting off. But Ross just said something like it's no longer restricted, and they have to find out where that went, if I'm understanding that correctly. So I would like when that place comes on the agenda for there to be further discussion about that, for there to be a clarification about that statement. And I want to thank everybody, you know, the audit committee. It's been a very serious committee, but people have been more than willing to try to work together, and I think more of that needs to be followed at this foundation. So I'm going to get off the call now.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next person is Judge.
Hi, Ross. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Just a straightforward question. As in the case with WBAI, where maybe even KPFA, where pledges are not being fulfilled and there's not, I'm guessing, not enough staff to pursue people that haven't made good on their pledges, does it make sense to encourage them to hire someone to to get those overdue pledges and that that money would at least cover that salary.
And in terms of collecting the overdue pledges or contacting people to renew their pledges.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem to be a money earner to bring in, to make sure that we have adequate staff to enforce those pledges that have not been fulfilled.
Yes, I believe that Bertold at WBAI has been following up with that. I don't know if there's being a new staff position for that created or not. But yes, that is a revenue area, of course.
It's my understanding that they've been using some volunteers that have been coming in and making calls. And also, I guess some staff have been making calls, and that they have been getting a considerable improvement in fulfillment, and they're working from the most recent back, because the most recent are the most likely to be fulfilled in terms of percentages.
And my thought is that someone who was a professional that was particularly good at, not necessarily collections per se, but a particularly good phone personality could probably get a better ratio of that money to come in than just standard off-the-street volunteers.
They've been using pretty careful ones, but the issue at WBAI is that they're having so much trouble meeting the payroll they have that they've been having to borrow for a number of payrolls recently, and so we're very restricted on what we dare spend there, even in order to get a return. And I know what you're saying. I've worked with that type of situation, Dutch.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you done, Dutch?
Yeah, you can go to the next on the stack, please.
Okay. The next person is Bill.
Hi. This is, I guess, more question for Arlene. Is can you make sure that LaVorne gives us an update on all these deficiencies and what's been done and what the plan is to address them at the in-person meeting this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be dealing with those between us, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, the next person is Campbell.
Okay, I'm trying to get my notes together here.
Campbell,
all right.
Campbell, excuse me, did you receive an email from me, perhaps via Nia, concerning your questions?
Where things were interspersed?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I have several systemic kinds of concerns, and I am curious. It seems as though there's a penchant for the audits to be like 4 months after the close of the year, and you know, I basically am not familiar with that. I mean, you know, usually if the year ends September 30th, your audit has a deadline of November 15th. But I guess, you know, that's been the trend in Pacifica. It's been something different. I have a fundamental concern, though, in regard to why this audit, especially with the circumstances that Pacifica is facing, does not compare to the 2009 return. There isn't a comparison. Like with 2009, we had 2009, 2008. And, you know, that would make it a lot more useful for management if we had both of those years together. Is there any particular reason why that wasn't done?
I discussed that with LaVorne and told her that it would be involving extra work. We don't have the comparison report set up for Pacifica. It is a voluminous report. It would take some hours to prepare, and the additional fees would probably be around $3,000 to do that report, and it was up to her whether she wanted us to do the comparison or the standalone year, and she said we need to save money, just do the standalone, and I said fine.
Okay. That, I guess, comes to another question that I think, you know, as an auditor does, there are a lot of qualifications that you put in to the statement regarding this. And when, as I understand it, you were, as opposed to the audit committee making the hiring recommendation, this was done with the CFO and or ED. And it would seem to me that that would stimulate a question about, you know, perhaps conflict of interest or some other kind of, you know, qualification.
You're referring to the recommendation to have an internal, to hire an internal auditor slash assistant controller that reports directly to the CFO and the audit committee.
I'm referring to the audit itself. When the audit committee had finished its work, we were of the understanding that the auditor who had done the last audit was going to be retained for the current one. And what occurred was that we were informed at a meeting that, oh, gee, we don't have the money, so therefore I've gone out and hired.
Campbell, point of order. I'd like to rule that comment out of order right now.
No, my question is that should be a qualification in the letter.
Okay. Let's see.
It seems to me.
Let me pause for a second. Maybe Ross could take that one. I don't see the relevance, but go ahead, Ross.
It seems to me that Campbell's raising a technical issue. Does it require qualification of the auditor's report if they have been engaged by the officers of the organization and with the approval of the board of directors, but without the approval of the audit committee? My understanding is that our engagement letters and all auditors' engagement letters require the signature of an officer of the organization. It is the duty and responsibility of the audit committee to get involved in the engagement and to recommend the outside auditor. You know, this stems from the Sarbanes-Oxley rules, when there was determined that Enron to be a cozy relationship between the auditors and management, so they wanted to have an independent function at the board level. But the way it works is the audit committee makes the recommendation. If in the event of a dispute between the audit committee and the officers of the management, then it has to be resolved at the board level, which I thought it had been done in this case.
The board hadn't been involved. The board was informed of the action that was taken.
Wait a minute.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. To approve it.
One second. This is not, in my opinion, I'm not a CPA, but the fact of the matter is that, Campbell, you are perfectly correct. The audit committee's responsibilities were usurped by management hiring Ross. However, that is right now, this has nothing to do with the management letter. Ross has, Ross said he asked and he talked with them or whatever. But right now, that's not the purpose of this particular conversation, in my opinion. You could challenge me if you like, you know, but I don't think that right now.
Ross, I was just going to make that comment that I thought a notation should have been made. And I guess this is a Pacifica habit, there's no management discussion and analysis that is part of the financial reports, and I guess that's just an internal matter for Pacifica to work out. And usually that's the sort of thing that auditors can see before they issue the audit, so that it's very helpful in terms of dealing with that. I have another question also in regards to the testing of internal controls. I didn't see any discussion about any tests that had been made in relation to our internal controls.
Well, there was extensive testing done as part of the audit, and that's what generates the comments. For example, the improperly signed check request or not dual signed documents and lack of signature cards, etc.
Can you get closer to your phone, Ross?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, get a little closer, please.
All right, I'm sorry. There was an extensive amount of testing. We did additional testing this year because we were coming back in, having not been involved with the auditors for two years. There was an extensive amount of testing done, and it was based on the results of that testing that we did generate our comments.
Okay. Usually there's a comment about that in the management letter and, about the testing. Looking at the audit itself to a greater extent, the...
Okay, Campbell,
yes?
Stay on the management letter. This pack is for the management letter. We only allow Lisa because, as we agreed, in pregame, that Lisa would ask her questions because she had to leave. Do you have a question about the management comment letter now?
Let's see. Okay, this is different from the letter that's the cover for the auditor's report. The repeat comment notation that's in parentheses, does that refer to prior years or what?
Yes, if you refer to the management comment letter done by the former auditors a year ago, you'll see the same comment.
Okay. I'll see the same repeat comment, or I'll see the comment first made?
It's not the comment first made, but it's the same comment that appeared a year ago. These comments have been repeating for some time, most of them for many years.
Well, that's the exact point that I'm trying to get to, is that if something has been repeated, it would be more useful, I think, for me to know that this was, repeated from, say, 06 to 09 also, or it was repeated, or it just was present in 09. So we know that, there's something that may be underway in so far as addressing it. But if it's just a repeat comment that, that just sort of leaves it open, it could be 10 years that it's making reference to, or it could be just 1 year. Yes?
I'm sorry, this is Dutch. I was confused, too. I thought when it said repeat comment, it was talking about a comment that was made earlier in the same document. So maybe if they said comment repeated from previous year's audit, that would maybe clear it up somewhat.
It does mention that later in the – well, it mentions that the recommendations were also made by the former auditors. If you look at page I believe it's the last page, 6, where it refers to these recommendations were also made by the prior auditors on March 19, 2010, but none have been implemented as of the date of this report.
That refers to the items on page 6, though, right, with asterisks?
Yeah, that leaves us still rather, without a direct focus. It would be more helpful, I know, for me, if we were to have it very specific in terms of that. Let me, since we're just going to be addressing the letter, then let me ask this question on the last page, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth bullet point. When you're saying enhance the strength of National Office Accounting Department, that's, again, a very general kind of statement. I think that it would need to be, it would be more helpful if it were in some fashion more explicit. That's just very general.
That was also a repeat recommendation, same recommendation made by Tony Paul last year. More specifically, in the National Finance Office, they have lost several key individuals over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. The payroll person, human resources, there was a very good he did both internal audit and support work for the national office. Alvin Yip was his name. He was very good. And then there was the controller, Ben Garcia, who also left several years ago. That's a lot of attrition in that one department. So, you know, you can look to within the organization and very easily determine that there are areas there that need to be strengthened.
Okay, Campbell?
Mia, could I get on the stack? This is Shane.
Yes, sure. Just give me one second. I think Campbell's point about repeat comments, I mean, problems at this level, it would really be good. I do agree with that. That maybe, say, from years 08 through 10, that these are that these are repeat comments. Would that be hard for you to do, Ross?
Well, I think that would be a very good project for the audit committee to take on. Remember, we were not the auditors during that period of time, except for this current year. You would have access to those comments.
Right. When you say, we'll hand alter your management comment letter, though.
I'm sorry?
But I can't alter your management comment letter. I was just asking if where you have repeat comments, to Campbell's and Dutch's reinforcement point that the 010, 09, and
010. I could footnote that these were repeat comments that were also issued in the prior auditor's report on March 19, 2010. I could footnote that. I can't go back and make an analysis of which years that these comments source from because I wasn't the auditor for those years. I don't have privy to those comments.
Okay.
Let me just give you some typos. Page 5, bullet 5, need a couple of few caps there, local station board and office on the national office.
Okay.
Right, I caught that when it was being read, right.
Okay. Let's just try to honor the staff, okay, everybody? I've been pretty loose, but let's just try to just honor the staff, okay, folks? The next voice that I heard, I have another question. Jane, would you mind if I just ask this question?
What?
Would you mind if I just ask one question that I have? You guys know, I normally don't talk a lot. But
I didn't even know if I was next. Go ahead.
Okay. In terms of KPFA, Ross, it's just a question where it says checks payable to KPFA mail to save KPFA post office box. If this is about control, how would the national office control that? Is that a comment that should be in this management comment letter? Because this is about what the national office can control, correct? So how would they control that?
That's a good question. It is a weakness in controls to not be able to control the revenues of the organization and perhaps to alert the donors. How it can be controlled, I don't have a specific recommendation for that. But I do think it's something that should be brought to the attention of management and the board.
This is Chandra. I could make a recommendation. I don't know if you want me to.
One second, Chandra. One second. This is passionate, but remember, the focus of this is a weakness of the system. And I guess I'm just not clear. Because I don't want to spend time talking about, you know, what happened. Everybody knows what happened. My point is, for the purposes of this audit, how is that a weakness of the foundation system? That's not what I'm getting. I don't understand that.
Mia, which one are you talking about?
On KPFA Berkeley, it's the 1, 2, 3, the third comment.
Mia, I may be able to offer one light there.
I mean, just one second. I just want to hear from Ross just to make sure that I'm on the right track and that I'm understanding. what should be in the management comment letter.
I respectfully disagree, Nia. I think it is a comment that needs to be made. I don't know what the specific mechanism needs to be implemented to control that. It doesn't mean it's not a weakness in controlling the revenues of the organization. It does go to financial controls. It needs to be brought to the attention of management and the board.
Okay. Then, Arlene, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did this money come into the organization? From my understanding of the PNB director, this didn't come into the foundation. So right. I don't understand how is it that we could be held accountable for this.
Two answers to that, Nia. Number one, we are told, and we did address that there is no cash that has been received or any checks or money that have been sent in. That quotes, this is only, quotes, people's pledges that they will give if certain things happen. And secondly, I have just written a statement which I sent to the attorneys to make sure that it meets the qualifications that we're going to post on both the Pacifica and the KPFA website, stating that checks made out to any organization or in any name other than KPFA or Pacifica may not be tax deductible, that we cannot, you know, assure that they're tax deductible. And so I think that partially addresses that. Beyond that, I've been dealing with attorneys on this a lot, and we don't have a lot of control, but we're also putting in place, as part of our policies, there will be a policy that any fundraising for the station must be approved by the station.
Okay, I'll move on. I won't belabor it. I will lovingly and respectfully disagree with you and Ross. I just don't see how do we possibly stop that, to hold the foundation responsible. I'm just not getting it.
I'm with you that I'm not sure we can hold the foundation responsible, but we're at least trying to make sure that people know that if they write a check out to somebody other than the foundation, it may not be tax deductible.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. The next, I've heard Jane. I'm Jane.
Okay. Hi, Ross and committee. I'm from WPFW, and I'm just going to limit my questions to your WPFW comments. Your first item, tally sheets unsigned by two staff members. Does that mean that tally sheets are supposed to be signed by two staff members and they were not? Is that what that sentence means?
Yes, it's
okay.
It's very similar to when the mail comes in and there's not two people to open the mail and tally the checks that come into the mail.
Okay.
You don't have an independent control. It's that sort of.
Okay. Has this letter? Is this letter final? Has this been sent to the foundation, or this is actually still you? If you find any typos, you would still correct them. What is the state of this letter? Is this
The letter is dated today. It's been issued to the audit committee and to Arlene and LaVarne, and it has not yet, as far as I know, been transmitted to the full board.